Just Ferret by Jean Kemp. Read by John Green. Chapter 1.
You don't know me, but that ain't no matter. Huckleberry Finn, Mark Twain.
Sid.
I'm going to keep this gorilla under my bed.
Bill. But what about the smell?
Sid. You'll just have to get used to it.
It took Dad just over a week before he got round to registering me at the new school. Every time I could see the blurry outlines of the idea forming like a bubble over his head, I disappeared, or got busy, or fetched him something else to think about, like a can of beer. So time slithered away while I sussed out yet another new neighbourhood, wondering if I'd be able to settle here, and tried to forgive him for dragging me on again, this time to this sissy soft place where they all speak as if they've got plums in their mouths or burr away like something out of the sticks. I'll not bore you with a getting here. Either you've ridden in a 100-year-old van held together with spit and string, all your gear piled on the roof or in the back so you can't see out, or you haven't. So you either know or you don't. Plus the Joker, our dog, playing Merry Hell. The Joker doesn't care for his routine being disturbed none, unless he disturbs it himself. Like, taking himself off for a week at a time, that's okay by him. But driving miles across country, no. That's not for the Joker. I've not seen him for 3 days now, but he'll turn up when he's hungry. In this household, we don't fret much if someone don't turn up once in a while, 'cause, as Dad says, life gets pretty unbearable unless you can get away from it. But there came a day, Monday it was, and Dad, recovering from a heavy Sunday session, so he was spaced out all morning, but coming through it...